Hello, Smaz and Daz.
Hello.
Now, did you know that you can be a lucrative sponsor of Shagged, Married, Annoyed Plus? It's our subscription version of the podcast.
It is indeed. For a couple of quid, you can get access to bonus content and listen to the show without ads. Just head to shagmarriedannoyed.com and follow the instructions, or click the link in the show blurb, and sign up.
You nearly said burp, didn't you?
I nearly said show burp. Shocking
that would have been terrible.
How embarrassing.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, you're listening to the podcast that never starts on time, Shag Married Annoyed, with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my equally bad with timing husband, Christopher Ramsey.
Yeah, so the to let you behind the curtain here, the procrastinating we do on the way to this podcast.
Shocking.
It's crazy. I'm not afraid. I just forced a shit out. I didn't even need one.
No,
I didn't even need one. I thought, do you know what? I'm just going to go and sit on the toilet and look at my phone for a bit. I just thought, honestly, there's blood on the paper. I'm joking.
There's no need for that.
Sorry. It was just the joke. Speaking
of shit, right. Just dead quickly before we carry on.
Excellent. Started highbrow.
This is how we do.
All you political podcasts in the top five with us, right? Watch out, because your shit and fecal based content is not up to par. And really we are coming for the shit and fecal based audience members.
Yeah.
Because they're our people.
They're out there. No, this is what I'm saying, right? So last week, I brought back the little jingle. Let's talk about shit, baby.
Yeah, yeah.
And the amount of emails just with shit stories.
Fantastic.
just
we've opened the floodgates.
Absolutely.
Get in.
Spark people's memories. I'm like, oh, do you know how you talked about shit last week? Well, actually, my mate shit themselves for 40 times.
Brilliant. There we go.
Couple of them coming up.
Very, very excited about that.
Not going to lie.
It's episode 192.
Oy!
It's episode 192.
I like that number. 192.
Why do you like 192?
What's happened? Something's probably happened. 1992, it was a very good year.
Why was 1992 a very good year?
Because I was a kid, I had no worries. Couldn't give a shit. What, 1992? How old were you in 1992?
Six.
Fucking brilliant.
Yeah?
Brilliant.
No.
What?
No. I just heard you talking to your auntie in the other room. Your auntie popped around and I just heard you say to her there in the other room, you were talking about your cousin or something. You're like, ooh, to be 18 again.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
What?
Fucking shit being 18.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Nah.
ID. You could go out and be I'm old enough to be here.
Yeah.
Not give a shit. You could go home whatever time you wanted.
Well,
are you fucking?
I didn't have money for taxis. I spent a lot of time walking home after nights.
Well, yeah, but
walking home
was brilliant. Nah. With chips. No kebabs were too expensive.
Well, there we go. There's the first thing. Yeah,
chips and curry sauce.
Honestly, I was just thinking when you said it. I think I'm happier now at this age.
Nah.
I'm really happy.
Absolutely not.
Like, don't get me wrong. I'm happiest now when the kids are asleep or being looked after by someone.
Right. You cannot tell me that you are happier now. This morning, here's an example. This is why I'm not happier now. Right. This morning, Rafe. We're doing the sleeping thing and he's sleeping and he slept till 4:30 in his own bed, in his own cot.
Yeah.
Came through, he started crying. You were in Robin's bed because obviously that's just real life.
My life's pretty shit.
Right, well, listen, I went and got him at 4:30 this morning, right? Yeah. He thought it was time to get up. So I had to just ignore him for an hour and a half while he played with me hand and lay there going... Nah, 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 nah.
Is that why you came downstairs looking like Pat Sharp?
Yes, that's exactly why I came downstairs. And so he went back off at 6.
Yeah.
And then he woke up at 7:15. Yeah. I text you saying, come and get him. So mm-hmm. you came and get him. I went back to sleep. But did I really go back to sleep? Because then I had to text you again going, Robin's got PE today. Mm-hmm. And have you put his snack and his water bottle in his bag? Yep, yep. So I didn't really go back to sleep.
Got you.
18-year-old me would have not had to do any of them things.
Right.
Okay. At all.
But you were skint and you had no sort of freedom.
No, I wasn't that skint. I had a full-time job.
Oh, you did actually. I did. Was skint.
Right, okay.
I was skint as fuck. Oh, I was on about
650 quid a month at
18. At 18?
Aye.
Because of the gadget shop?
Aye.
Fuck, if I had 650...
Made 37 hours a week.
If I had 650 quid a month when I was 18, I'd be fucking dead now. Mm. I would be dead.
Aye.
I would not be sitting here. Jesus.
I'm telling you now.
Fair play.
Fuck education. What? Get a job.
No,
honestly, guys, get a job.
No, she's joking. Don't be saying shit like that.
Oh, it was mint.
This is like when Russell Brand told everyone not to vote. fuck education, go and work at the gadget shop. Loads of gadget shops open over the UK just because they've got no one wants to buy the shit. Everyone just wants to work there. Fucking
it's
hell.
Absolutely class.
Listen, speaking of adults, right? It is episode 192. Rosie's miserable now. I'm quite happy now. I get to drive around in my car and stuff and then have a life, but I know what you mean. But it's episode 192. I hope wherever you are.
No, I had no bills then either.
Just fucking shut up, my
mate. I paid 30 quid a week rent, board to me mum and dad. Nothing. It was all my money.
30 quid. So your mum and dad.
I spent at Primark.
Your mum and dad had you, your Kate, and your Kevin knocking in 30 quid a week. 30 quid a week.
Kevin never paid.
So still though, 60 quid a week your mum and dad were raking off your kid.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not telling you, man. My mum, horrific. If we borrowed money for the bus when we were like 12, 13, she'd write 50 pence on the calendar and would have to pay her it back out of pocket money.
Wow.
She was shocking.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it. Those with nine feet.
Oh, bless her. Skint.
You do feel like you're being 18 again because you just called your mum a bitch on the podcast. Yeah. Unbelievable. Sandra, sorry. I mean,
it was never a bitch when I called her a cow once under my breath.
Ooh.
Didn't go down well.
Was this before or after you both had a game of slap each other in the face on the landing at the top of the stairs? Like a couple of death.
That might have
people
been,
with a death wish.
That might have been the day. Yeah. Or that might have been when I stole a pound out of her purse once.
I've heard about
this. Oh, fuck me. Well, Jesus.
Again, honestly, your criminal dealings on this podcast are just mounting up. Fucking honestly.
Never did it again, though.
Al Capone, by the
way. She didn't speak to us for like days. Yeah. She said, I can't even look at you.
It is pretty bad nicking the quid off your mum. Like,
a pound?
It is really bad. Still, you're nicking money off your mum.
I know, it was quite bad.
Guess what? You're the cow. Eh? How about that?
I know. Yeah?
How'd that feel?
She was like proper really disappointed.
Of course
she
was. Yeah. That's the standard of not being angry, disappointed. Mm-hmm. Well, probably both. Mm-hmm. But listen, it's episode 192.
Yeah.
However you are out there, I hope you're okay. However old you are, whatever time in life you are, hope you're having a lovely little time. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for being with us. We do genuinely love that you listen every week. Thank you so much.
And in 18-year-old's defence, I wouldn't want to be an 18-year-old now.
Yeah.
A lot more stressful.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah,
social
yeah,
media,
yeah.
Shit
oh,
like
God,
that.
Yeah, Instagram
no,
and
so
that,
if you're 18 now, like, no offense, I wouldn't want to be, you know.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be 36.
Great, well, there we go. I'll just... Oh, sorry, lads, put that time machine away. She's not interested.
Change your mind.
Yeah, no, put it back. Sorry, back in the van.
Only
sorry to waste
no,
your time.
Only if it can be when we were 18.
Yeah.
Fuck that, send me back. Where do I want to go back to?
Oh, yeah, we can.
What era?
God.
Oh,
didn't you say you want to be like a peasant wench in the street?
No.
A bucket of shit into the gutter.
I don't want to be that. Oh, that's what I think.
That's just how I imagine you.
Great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, I think at 60s, they were quite cool.
Okay. Were they? I don't know. I think people just harp on about them and think it's...
Do you think?
Yeah. Although me and my mates, was it you? Was it you? It might have been. Oh, no, it was me and my mate. We had a talk the other day about how incredible South Shields nightlife was when we were younger.
Oh, it's brilliant.
Guys, if you're not from the Northeast or know where we're from, South Shields, oh my God, fucking 5 nights a week you could go out.
Wednesday,
like
Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
It was crazy.
Mint.
Absolutely crazy. Nightclubs, the lot. It was unbelievable.
R&B
best night.
Remember
ever.
R&B night, Avisa?
Avisa, Wednesday, R&B Holy night. You're joking, aren't you?
That's whoop, hilarious. Whoop. We would have both been there and just not have like been asked about each other.
Well, you'll have noticed me. You'll have been like, oh, look at him. He's
definitely
He's awesome.
Noticed your hair
look
at
his,
college.
Look at him. Look at how pasty he is in his stupid hair.
Do you remember your hair? Remember when you used to say hello to us in the hallway and you'd have your like your leather jacket on and your rank hair? I'd be like, hello.
Wow.
God.
Leather jacket and rank hair. Well, look at who's laughing now, eh? Who's
not
laughing
me.
Now?
Stuck with
me.
You.
Got you. Look at you, lowering your standards. God damn, you wish you were 18 again. Eh? You wouldn't have to settle for this.
Oh, best
you were lush
right.
then.
Did I tell you, we went to a friend's house the other day for lunch, Ashley and Aaron's, and it was absolutely the best dinner ever. He sent us the recipe for the stuff and it was lush,
Sunday dinner was naughty.
So good. Did you see the picture on their wall of their wedding day? Yeah. Me and you on that picture.
Oh, God, we look amazing.
Chris, I'm a size 8.
We look...
I am. I was. That dress was a size 8. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's hilarious.
Why?
I'm joking. I'm trying to wind
you up. Oh, no, I was. It was... I took a picture of it. I took a screen grab of the photo on the wall.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't... You look better now. No disrespect.
I'm aging like a fine wine, to be fair. I'm aging like a fine wine.
I've gone to the...
Well, I was a full-time touring comedian then, so my skin was horrendous. My lifestyle was horrendous. I wasn't very healthy.
Yeah.
I'm much better now. God, so there you go.
Unreal.
But listen, this has been a really long intro.
Sorry.
It's time to pay these bills. It is time for this week's lucrative sponsor. As we record this, it is November the 2nd, Wednesday, November the 2nd, as we record this. It'll be out Friday, but it's still just in time to say this week's sponsor is... Adults posting photos of their Halloween costumes on social media. Oh, God, it's just been so great. I've just loved it. Oh, hey, oh, here's an Instagram post. Oh, there's your costume. Oh, wow. Oh, there's you doing a little action that is in character of your costume. You know, maybe you're holding up a knife or maybe a girl. Oh, you're 36. Great. That's amazing. Oh, here's me mate. Oh, me mate's in a costume as well. Look, my costumes match. Here's a video of me and me mate. Oh, throwback to last year's costume. Get in the fucking bin. Get your fucking costumes off Instagram has been absolutely shit for about 4 days. You fucking, all of you, you're in your 30s and 40s. You've got families, you've got kids. Knock it on the fucking head. Anyone can get dressed up. Stop it. God fucking damn you.
Right, okay.
Check yourselves. Right. Honestly, 4 fucking days of, I'm normal. Oh, hand on camera. Oh, I'm a witch. Oh, my God. Oh, God. Dickheads.
Oh, I'm normal. Hand on camera. They're getting really,
honestly,
a bit much
everyone,
now, aren't they?
Everyone, just in the house for hours, dressing up and taking multiple photos of themselves. Yeah. Oh, my God. It's an American thing for children.
Yes, we're not Halloween fans, but some people love it, and you know what?
Fuck them. If you love it, you're a fucking knob, mate. You're a massive knob, all of you. You know who you are. Oh, God. Grow up.
Stop.
Jesus.
You can't do that.
You've got a fucking bedroom that needs wallpaper or something. Do something fucking grown up, will you? Shit, the bed.
I just feel like it's got a bit more intense, hasn't it?
Oh, God.
Do you know what it is? I think if you're going to a party or something, I love fancy dress. I think it's great.
Hate fancy dress in general. Loads of adults. You come to a Halloween party, all adults, all dressed up. Why? Oh, God, why? You get there and you go, oh, is that your... Oh, is that... Fun over. You arrive.
Right, we know
arrive.
That you don't like fancy dress.
I'm not
we
finished.
Get this.
You arrive. You go, oh, look, he's... Oh, no, yeah. And then you sat looking like a twat for the rest of the night. It's not fun. Oh, I hate yous. Then
you're,
again,
you're in the minority though. You're in the minority because a lot of people love fancy dress.
Some of my soulmates are listening to this. People who are just on my wavelength. And do you know what the problem was?
What?
Robin was built up so much. Robin thought it was going to be amazing this year.
Mm.
Two kids knocked on the door.
Mm-hmm.
One of them, I missed them.
Yeah.
The second one, I had to completely ignore them because you were busy putting Rafe to bed and he woke up. I felt so bad about it. I went outside into the street with a bowl of sweets, thinking the street would be heaving like an American movie.
Mm-hmm.
No one there.
Yeah.
I stood at the bottom of the drive with a bowl of sweets like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, yeah.
A car went past and everyone in the car just looked at us going, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Sorry. But,
yeah, Robin had been built up to very... exciting levels trick or treating and I didn't want to take them, but we'll promise him next year.
You did a very clever thing though. You promised him you'd go trick or treating to 7 houses
he said 10 and I got it down to 7.
And then you somehow said your dad's taking you to 7 houses, and I said I'm not
walking around the streets. I don't get trick or treating.
No.
Like your kids go knocking on other people's doors to get sweets. And their kids are knocking on other people's doors to get sweets.
Yeah.
So we're all just borrowing sweets off each other.
Yeah.
Just buy your Ben some sweets and go Happy Halloween. There you go, some sweets. Mm-hmm.
It's going to take us months to get through the sweets that we bought.
You actually need to get rid of
them. I
was
expecting millions of people at this door. There's no one. 2 people.
Well, next year, my mate Steph lives on a housing estate and she was like, it was rammed.
Yeah.
And...
they're the best places. So, my place, my mum and dad's street was amazing when I was a kid.
She said, I can take them there next year and you can do it once and then, you know. Because I did hate, my mum, when I was growing up, was turn the lights off, nobody answered the door every year. Like, even at one point, I remember my friend from school came and knocked on the door and I was looking out the window and I was like, how come no one answered the door?
I love your mum so much.
Get in that back room now. No, it won't. Get in that back room. Towel under the door. Candle light.
We had to sit with the lights off. I'm not even joking. Fucking literally brilliant. Had to sit with the lights off all night. God. And we weren't allowed to answer the door.
I love that.
And my friend and my mum and dad and my brother and just walked down the street. I'm like, goodbye. Next day, you were knocked on your house. Oh, did you?
I was staring at you through the net curtain.
I genuinely used to cry my eyes out. So I wanted to take Robin once because I remember desperate to go. My mum would not take her. She was horrible. She wouldn't take her. I'm not begging. I'm not knocking on people's doors begging for sweets. Absolutely not. Turn the lights off. There's nobody home.
Oh, God.
Oh, play the jingle. Play the jingle. Yeah, let's get jingle. Crack on with this. Here.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back and happy Halloween.
No, stop it. Stop it. No, I don't know. There's a part of us. I always do like a little tirade like that, and I always feel like I've gone too far. It's the posting it. It's the posting it. I just feel like people are so desperate for fucking content.
But you do realise that they'll have done those videos weeks ago and they'll have saved them for Halloween.
It's just fucking that. I'll get dressed up and do 7 photos and put me photos.
Well, but it's a thing though. It's the lasses who dress like slags. And you know, no, but like. Halloween should be fun and it should be gory and disgusting because it's Halloween. It should be a zombie.
All right,
or
I'm
like
gonna dress
a blood-sucking vampire. Not a dead sexy thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Dead sexy things, yeah. I suppose, yeah. Dead sexy things is,
like, also, you're just the thing that's sexy, but you're dead. That's shit.
Sexy Frankenstein. sexy vampire. Sexy Frankenstein.
Sexy Jessica Rabbit.
She's already sexy. Sexy dead Jessica Rabbit. Sexy zombie.
But that's the thing with Halloween,
sexy
though.
Sexy witch.
It's just turned into fancy dress.
Sexy nurse? Yeah.
Oh, loads of sexy nurses. Turned into fancy dress. Yeah. It's not like, it's not Halloween, it's not ghost or whatever. It's just fancy dress of things.
I might go next year as a back day, a tax bill you forgot about.
Ooh.
Now that's scary.
Not mine.
That's scary. Please. No, like someone just in general.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then for Christmas, I'll be a tax rebate.
Oh, ding, dong, ding, diddle. Ding, yeah, ding. Great.
Rebates. Oh, holy shit. I've not had many. One year I got one and it was like 150 quid. And you know when you're like, fuck.
Well.
Just, you know, and it would come from, it felt like free money.
Yeah.
I was like, I've just.
I remember when I first started working at All Sports, I was on £2.75 an hour, four hours shift once a week. Butcha-ching. They put us on emergency tax for some reason.
That's when it happens. Yeah.
It's when you get your first part-time job, they go, for some reason, the revenue and customs go, we don't know how much we should tax you. We'll tax you the most anyone can be taxed. Yeah. And you go, what?
Emergency
half
tax.
Of me fucking £2.75 an hour. Yeah, and then about 6 weeks later, I got it back and it was only about 80
Boom,
quid.
Bang,
I was like, chicka, chicka, wow, wow.
Mate, I wish I'd known you when I was on 650 quid a month.
I swear to God, Rosie, I don't think you'd have seen us. I think I was like a peasant in the gutter and you were just lording past on inflatable sumo suit, throwing money around.
It worked out weirdly well because at that point in my life, when I was earning the big bucks.
The big bucks.
I remember Steph.
Yeah.
I think she was a student. So I paid for her for stuff, right? Like, I used to go take her out for meals and things. And Angela as well, because she was a lot younger. So I used to pay for a few things.
Yeah.
But then, right, when they became teachers, and I think at one point in my life, I was just kind of singing and it was a bit shit money. Mm. They'd pay for me.
Get in.
So it kind of was like, remember when I paid for you, bitches? And then they'd be like, right,
What you're saying is, every time you do a good deed, you expect it to be reciprocated. That's what
no,
you're saying.
No, I didn't expect it to be reciprocated at all. But all I was saying is, when they became teachers, I was like, hello, big bucks.
Right.
Pay for a little me.
Good.
And we did.
So you called back in that favour.
I never called it back in. They offered.
Sounds like you've just called it back in.
Wow.
Sounds terrible, honestly. Shocking you. Honestly, I just see you standing there in your sumo suit, right? But you haven't got money to get a new battery for it, so it's just deflated and saggy round you, going, can someone take me for dinner, please?
You'd have hated me when I worked at the gadget shop. You'd actually, really? I'd have given you the ick massive. I was such a bell end. Such a bell end. I used to stand at the front of the shop,
yeah.
And do you know the air things, where the air guns, yeah, we used to shoot people, it was just like balls of air.
Yeah,
I used to just shoot people going
fantastic.
Down the street. Anybody?
That.
Yeah. Elderly people.
Brilliant.
Kids. Didn't
elderly
give a shit.
Elderly people. Fucking hell.
Didn't give a shit. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. We're talking earlier in the intro, in the 45-minute intro, mm-hmm. About things your parents used to do when you were younger that annoyed you, like your mum not letting you go out for trick-or-treating and stuff. So we spoke recently about how I fart now and Robin kicks off that I farted where he never used to. Obviously, Rafe doesn't give a shit, mm-hmm. but I fart and Robin kicks off. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I used to, my dad, I think I've told you this, and I think I've said it on here, I used to sit and eat my cereal in the morning. My dad used to come down, get ready for work and just fart in the kitchen. Oh, and I used to kick off. And Robin did it to another level this morning. And I actually said, I went, look, Robin, I'm really sorry.
Grandma
Bill
used to
do, he kicked off and he was so upset. And I went, look, Grandma Bill used to do it to me and I hated it and I'm so sorry. And I was like, I'll never fart again when you're having your breakfast. Rosie, he was eating his porridge this morning, right? And I farted and he was like, oh, and he had his hands over his nose and he was like, you just cussed it out. He was kicking off. And he sat for ages just with the half bowl of porridge in front of him. And I went, eat your porridge, man. And he went, no. And I went, eat your porridge. You got to eat your porridge. You got to finish it. You got PE today. You need your energy. And he went, no, because your pump is in me porridge.
Oh, that's so cruel.
What do you mean? He went, it's in me porridge, I don't want it. And I had to go, it's not. And I had to explain so much.
But it was, though. Particles of your shit are in his porridge.
He ate my pump, so joke's on him.
Stop. That's not cool, is it?
I need to stop. I hated it when my dad did it. I used to get really angry. Mm-hmm. Fucking man.
Well, Robin
dad farts while you're trying to eat your breakfast.
Robin is like little you, isn't he?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
He's very sensitive about stuff like that.
Yeah. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Something's been happening recently. Happen, I can't speak. Something has been happening to me recently,
right.
And I haven't told you about it.
Ooh.
But it's really starting to freak us out, right?
Okay.
Every time I drive,
yeah,
and every time I look at my wing mirror,
wing mirror.
There you go. Every time I look at my wing mirror,
yeah,
it looks like there's a man running after me.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know if it's a shadow. And it's really freaking us out.
What?
So every time I glance at it, it looks like a black silhouette is running after me.
Like a shadow man.
Aye.
Jesus.
It's really weird. And I want to know if anyone else experiences this or if it's just me.
God, this is going to be so... I almost want this taken out of the podcast because it's going to be one of them annoying things. Like, yeah, it's a phenomenon and it means that that Jupiter's in line with Pluto and...
Obviously, I thought it was my granda at once.
Chasing after your car.
Maybe.
Like T-1000 in Terminator 2. What do you mean?
When I glance in my wing mirror, there's like a little... Imagine a little stick man. There's no head or nothing. Just looks like somebody's running. It's when I'm going fast, obviously. When I'm like... when I'm still, it's not there.
Right.
It's so weird. To the point where I've had to look. It's not wind up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not winding up.
This sounds like, no, because a couple of things have happened recently where you've had to keep secrets from us for TV shows. And again, we can't tell anyone about it yet. I'm sorry. I almost don't trust you now. I almost feel like this is a setup for a show and I'm going to be driving down the street in a couple of days and someone's going to chase us in like a black morph suit. Is this a setup for a show?
I swear it's not. I promise you.
Right.
Things happen in my life and I write them down on my phone. To see on here.
So strange.
And that's just something that I've experienced. Anyway, it's probably just a bit of bullshit, but...
God, I hate everything about what you just said. Mm-hmm. I hate it all.
Another thing I've noticed recently, which I wrote down on my phone.
Great. Fucking what? You look out the sunroof and there's a dragon.
No. I love the sound of like an empty people carrier.
Sorry.
Do you know when you're in a people carrier? We were in a people carrier.
Yeah.
Not long ago.
Yeah.
In like a taxi people carrier.
Yeah.
The sound that they make when there's not many people in.
What are you talking about?
Like an empty bus. I like the sounds of like an empty people carrier or an empty bus. And you can hear all the mechanics and that working.
Your fucking mind? What the hell is in that water that you're drinking? Are you off
this
your
face? This is just stuff I wrote down as notes. These are my notes, I'm telling you.
It's like finding a fucking serial killer's notebook.
I do.
Have you written this in shit?
No, I've wrote here, I love the noise of a people carrier or an empty bus.
Jesus.
I do. You wrote it in shit.
Fucking hell.
Chris, this is content.
Content? Get your Halloween costume on if this is your content. If you can't beat them, join them. Babadoo, 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 ba. So Rosie's now a political commentator.
Are you mentioning this?
Yeah, your...
I wasn't going to mention this. I didn't want to bring any attention to
your
this.
Your sweary political tirade got picked up in some kind of political magazine. And
apparently it's Politico, it's called.
Oh, yeah. So it's literally like this. It's like what's all the government read it. And it's like, you all need to try harder because Rosie Ramsey of this podcast, one of the top podcasts in the country, whatever they said this. And it was word for word, every swear word he'd said about all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Tell you what, when Matt Hancock goes into I'm a Celeb, he's going to have your life there.
Sorry. What? What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Like, what? And then I'm not allowed to say that it's a complete joke.
No, of course you are. You are allowed, and I think a lot of people agreed with you. But what's it? What? Do you know what I'm really annoyed at, Rosie? Mm. He's going to go and I'm a Celeb, right? He's going to get a couple of ants up his arse and a couple of widgety grubs down the end of his tiddler, right? And then everyone's going to go, ah, he's a great
what
bloke.
What a nice bloke.
Everyone's going to go, ah, he's a really good bloke. And you say, ah, he's great. He's up for it, though, isn't he? Look, he ate that kangaroo bollock. What a legend. No! 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 If you all start thinking he's a legend, I'm going to have to come round and flick yous all on the dick. I'm serious, right?
Hi, some widgety groups.
Yeah, that's me flicking finger. I'll dick yous all. I'll flick dick yous all. Don't.
Does that
fucking
hurt?
Don't, please. I imagine. I've never been flicked on the dick. I imagine it's horrendous.
Listen, I don't want to talk about politics anymore because if I'm getting quoted in these things, I forget people listen to this.
Yeah.
We sit here that's and chat problem, and I forget that people listen and I talk like I'm in the pub with my friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not clever enough to have an argument with these people. So if they ever say, what you said about me, and I'll go,
they would tie you in knots. I know. It would be wonderful to watch. I'd honestly go, not
fighting with you like this in public, I've got to go.
Just keep swearing. That'll show them.
Yeah.
You keep doing swear words at them.
I'd Real Housewives them and I'd just shout louder about something.
Get that guy
stupid.
To come and mediate it. That Real Housewives guy. He could sit in the middle.
Andy
guy,
Cohen.
Yeah, he owns all the formats.
Yeah.
He sits in the middle, gets fucking steaming, doesn't he, and just gets them rowing.
He doesn't get steaming.
Of course he does. He's always hammered, man.
Don't. I love Andy Cohen.
I'm in the mood.
I'll meet you one day. I'm going to BravoCon 1 year.
Pathetic.
What? What? Seriously?
Why is it called BravoCon?
BravoCon.
BravoCon.
Bravo. Like so like the channel, Bravo. Bravo. They make all of the programmes.
Bravo.
And convention.
Great.
BravoCon.
That's awful.
My only worry is...
Do you think I'm looking after the kids while you go to BravoCon? You can think again.
You will be.
I'm not like... I'll leave them outside.
My only worry is if I ever go to BravoCon, right? Because no one will have any idea who I am.
No.
I might not get special tickets and I'll just have to go to the shit bits. I'll be like, I want to be in the good bits.
You wouldn't be allowed in with all that.
No, they'll be who are you?
Your tits are real for a start. They'll not let you in.
Hey, man, no. Honestly, now loads of them are getting the fake boobs taken out.
Well, they're really bad for you, aren't they, to be fair?
Well, no, but they're all going a bit more natural.
Right, good.
Taking them out and getting them lifted and then getting everything done and,
good.
You know.
Oh, there's a Real Housewives update that no one wanted or asked for.
Great. Babadoo, 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 ba. This episode is brought to you by the all-new Dacia Jogger, the award-winning 7-seater with plenty of space for family and friends. The car's made for adventure, which means that it can handle almost anything thrown at it.
Do you reckon it'll be able to handle what you're currently going through, which is being essentially tortured every single night by our 18-month-old Rafe, who just pulls your hair constantly throughout the night?
I would assume that the Dacia Jogger has a lot more patience than I do.
I reckon it
does.
In
that situation.
Absolutely. I reckon it can cope with all things. Now, I know someone else who can cope with all things. Now, this is a little treat, basically, because this is friend of the podcast who's here with us today, and I slag him off quite a lot, don't I?
You're not very kind to Carl sometimes.
I don't really... Oh, give it... Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! It's Carl Hutchinson!
Hello!
How
are you
doing?
Now,
Carl.
I do slag you off quite a lot on the podcast, and any little thing that you do, I really do have a go at you. But you're here for this segment today because you genuinely are a brilliant friend and a very reliable person who can cope in most situations.
Right, I really don't like this now. I'm not used to this at all.
Feels like he's walked into a trap.
I don't like this.
He thought he was here for a roast.
I've known him for 16 years and it's the first time he said anything nice to us.
Wow, well, I'm glad we're recording it. So, a couple of things that I would like to highlight in this almost praise call section. On our wedding day, Rosie, I don't know if you know this. Do you think that everything went 100% swimmingly on our wedding day?
I think it did. I can't remember anything hugely going wrong.
Well, something massive went wrong, and you weren't aware of it because of how incredibly well Carl and the other lads dealt with it, especially Carl. Carl, do you want to tell me what happened? We're all getting ready in the suite, me and you and the lads. What happened?
So what was it? Was it your jacket? Was it your pants? I can't remember.
It was a groomsman's jacket.
I remember the day that we got that suit like fitted as well.
Yeah.
Like my pants didn't fit because my calves were too big.
Because you just stupid calf exercises in the gym like a loser.
So he's just, just getting the calves out on...
he had to get extra material added to his calves on his pants.
No, I had to get the 38-inch waist, and then I had to trim everything else down just for the calves.
You tell me you got your suit for the wedding, the lad's suit, specially tailored.
No, we just had to tailor his because he's got Popeye's calf.
So yeah, you were just shaking your head.
Yeah.
Just, I remember you just, like, it's still just such like a, like just such a northern expression. You just went... People who do stuff.
People
man.
Who do stuff. Gym stuff. People. Sad. Sad. Now, we got the suits fitted. We got them all sorted. We're there getting ready in the suite. We go to put, one of the guys goes to put the jacket on. What's he got on the jacket, Carl?
Oh, it was security. It was, you had the security
tag. Security tag.
What?
Yeah. It's classic Northeast Ramsey wedding. All the suits were stolen. They weren't stolen. I'm joking. They weren't stolen. Yeah, so, Carl and the lads jumped in the car. Explain what happened.
Yeah, we just sat there. We're in the suite. I was having a look. I probably had about 3 or 4 beers at that point. It was gone 11. So, everything was just going well for the wedding. I had my clothes. I didn't have any tags on. So I thought I've done what I need to do. And Stevie Bowen just went, oh, yeah, lads, you seen this? So we all had to... Who drove? Did we have to get in a taxi?
Jason Cook drove. You sat shotgun. He pulled up outside Eldon Square. And you... Continue.
Yeah, I had to go in and just be like, excuse me, we have bought it, I promise. Like, is there any chance you can take this off? In brackets, I definitely haven't nicked it.
So there's three groomsmen all dressed exactly the same, one jacket with a security tag on, and you got the security card taken off the jacket, and then you sprinted back on, let's be honest, the hottest day of the year.
See, if I wasn't wearing the suit, they definitely would have thought I've nicked it. So I think the saving grace is the fact that I had the suit on and was like, right, so they took the tag off. And then we had to get back in time for the wedding. Yeah, I forgot
back
what
in
the
time for Rosie.
The big day.
Yeah. Why were at Jesmondine House? What was the reason for that?
Another one in Carl's greatest hits. Carl, every time I moved house in Manchester, I had to move house twice. You literally helped me from start to finish moving house.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to say anything, but while we're on the subject, I've known you for 16 years.
Yeah.
I am sick of you moving house. Please stop moving house. Just
so he's as reliable as the Dacia, but he does whinge about it.
To be fair, now since we're giving Carl a lovely little time here, he's also looked after you a few times on tour.
Yes, when I've been ill on tour, I remember when I got norovirus, Rosie phoned us. Rosie phoned us once and said, I'm sick, the kids are sick, it's in the post, mate. I'm standing on stage with a sick bucket at my feet. I did the full gig, then I threw up right at the end.
Have I told you how I found out about that as well? So, like, obviously you're on tour, it's hotel breakfast, mm-hmm. late night, beers, curry, pizza, very difficult.
It's a great way of life.
It's the most unhealthiest way of life. Carl didn't take the pants on tour that year because his calves were not big.
Well, which is,
can you put a few inches back on this waistband, please?
Well, we kept the 38-inch waist because I needed it at that point. So I'm trying to, I don't know if I've told you, Rosie, but I always try to, like, because he's on, you know, he says it's an hour, but by the last stretch of the, you know, by the last week of the tour, it's a 2-hour show.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so you've got a bit of, you can go get your shopping in if you need to. But what I thought was I'll try and start to, like, be healthy. Anyone's listening who's works in a venue, there's a good chance I've done some calisthenics in the dressing room. So
people who do stuff.
But I'm thinking, when he gets off, he's going to want a curry. So I'm going to start in, like...
I get you.
I'm going to be in negative equity by the end of the night. I'm just putting it all back. So, so I'm in me kegs. I'm in me underpants.
Yes.
And I'm in the dressing room and I'm doing, like, a third or fourth round of squats and burpees and all that. Like you've seen us... You know, I sweat normally, right?
Yeah.
Lathered.
Oh. Right.
Like
dripping.
Like I've got out the bath. Reese just comes running in. He goes... Chris has called for you. Oh, what does he want? What's up? What's someone got on stage like trying to fight? He's like, no, he's been sick. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? Because apparently he ran off stage to be sick.
Yeah.
And as he's like whimpering over the bucket, all he could muster the strength to say, get Cole.
Oh.
So I couldn't to close the show because I couldn't close the show.
What was Cole going to do?
Good. Sorry, everyone. He's being sick in a bucket. We're going to have to go. Good night.
Right, okay. I couldn't do that.
So what did you think?
Because I'm in my
underpants. So all this happened. So you are reliable. You don't come out because you're in your underpants and you're bright pink. So no one wants to see that. They'd rather watch me. I think the front row would rather I was literally sick on them. I had to get in the van. I'm sitting backstage. I had to get in the van. And you basically looked after us in the van all the way to the hotel. And then you basically put me to bed and tucked me in.
Well, you didn't ask us to, but it was implied. It was an appropriate thing to do. You know, you could hardly walk and all that.
That's very sweet. That is very sweet.
I am a big, brave soldier when I'm not well. Big, brave soldier. Well, thank you very much, Carl Hutchinson, for, despite what I normally say on the podcast, being able to handle anything. If you were a car, you would be the all-new Dacia Jogger. Beep,
beep. Visit dacia.co.uk to find out more. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's Amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Hey, what's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
You're not allowed to go first. I'm going first this week. Straight in. What was last week's episode called?
I've got no idea.
Gilet Incorporated, because you slagged off my gilet. Non-stop. Right. Slagged it off. Stop, stop, stop.
Didn't slagged off, slag off the stop style it. Of the stop gilet. It. Slagged stop off. It. No. Listen, put your finger down. Put your finger down.
Listen
I
back.
Slagged off you getting so excited and asking us constantly how you looked in your
slagged
gilet.
Off gilets and the concept of gilets to high heaven. Yesterday, ladies and gentlemen, she came in from the shops. I went, where are you, Rosie? She went, I'm upstairs trying some stuff on. I walked through the door. She was quickly trying to take it off and hide it, but she had bought yesterday a fucking gilet. Mm. So you mm. can, on it, you dirty hypocrite. You
dirty wasn't unnecessary.
Yellow. Snaky, spineless, disgusting,
lily-livered,
fucking, just hypocritical, two-faced piece of shit.
Pack it in.
I can't, but fuck-nosed, donkey-arsed, horse-faced,
widgety grub,
piss-titted, fucking, snaky, dirty rat that you are.
Can this week's episode my be called actually all of the
all of the what?
Just all of them words.
Oh, I hurt my face.
Did
thinking
you know?
Of, thinking of new stuff.
You're
there.
So venomous.
I really, venomous.
Venomous.
Oh God.
Yeah. No. I love a gilet. I never was never slagging
last
off.
Last week you didn't.
By the way, we got a lot of messages, and I do agree. It's a body warmer. It is a body warmer. Who do you think you are calling it a gilet? It's a body warmer. When did we ever, grown up, what were they called? Body warmers.
I can't believe this is happening. Let's all just live back. Let's all just live back down in the gutter, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's come on. I'm trying to be better here, guys. Get a bit of French
anyway,
in my vocab.
I did buy one.
Yeah.
It's nice. Pathetic. It's like furry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
lovely. Yeah. Full fur before anyone emails in.
Full fur. Full fur.
God damn you.
Yeah. Is that you for me?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're a
snake. Don't start again. Stop.
Dirty nitwit.
No, stop. My beef. I've got two beefs.
All right, yeah. What are the two sleeves that should have been on that coat that you bought?
I don't know whether to do them both. Just very quickly, we're just going to gloss over this first one, okay. Right?
I'll be the judge of that, but carry on.
We've started doing, I say control crying, that sounds horrible. Basically, Rafe was taking the absolute piss and we're cuddling him before bed for like an hour. One night it was an hour and a half.
One night.
And I was like, this is enough because he's asleep. And you put him down and you're like, yeah. So we've been doing the whole putting him into bed, 3 minutes outside, going in, calming him down, and now it's great. It's literally great. It takes like 10 minutes, and he's like, oh, I get it, right. Aye, fair enough.
Don't email in saying that doesn't work or it's bad for them, by the way. We won't see that email. You're wasting your time. Carry on.
Yeah. We've tried both ways. I used to do it with Robin, and it worked great with him, but then I read a few things about it, and I was like, I'm not doing it with Rafe. I'm not doing it. And then, unfortunately, you know, sitting down for your tea at 9 o'clock every night, I was like, we need to do something about it.
Yeah.
It's working, so it's great. That's by the by. Mm-hmm. Me beef is, yeah. Right, we were doing it.
Mm.
He woke up in the middle of the night, and you usually get him in the middle of the night, don't you, and bring him in.
Yeah.
And you were like, what do I do?
Right.
And it really set me off. It really set me off because I was like, why? Why am I the only one who reads up about these things? Yeah. How can you just nonchalantly go through parenting life knowing fuck all?
Well,
no,
I knew this was coming. I'll tell you right now, we're not going to gloss over this at all. There's lots of different schools of thought on these things, right? Lots of different schools of thought. Like I said, I literally had to say to people, don't email in because someone's going to email in saying you're doing it wrong or whatever, right? Do what you want.
That's
if
fine.
You're a parent, right?
Yeah,
everyone's
got
different ideas. There's no fucking instruction manual for kids. Every kid's different.
But he is now only taking 10 minutes.
I would have found a slightly different article. I would have found a slightly different article to you, and I would have said, no, it has to be done like this, and I'd have got it, and you would have went, and would have had a massive fucking thing about it. And then you would have turned around, right? And then you would have turned around, and what you would have done is, you would have took the thing that you've just used to whinge about and flipped it on its head, going, I'm the mom! I do the stuff! You're the mom and you do the stuff. Look at your fucking face. When it suits you. You take that shield and you turn it around and you turn it into a sword,
right,
and then it's a shield again.
I would just... It just
you
fucks me
dirty
up.
Dirty, rotten.
Stop, don't you dare. Right. It just gets on my nerves that we've got two kids and you don't know what we're doing with them.
I do, but...
You don't, though, because I had to Google that. I had to, like, look
and
into it and I had to work
one.
It
Your
out.
Point is,
I've watched Super Nanny for years.
Right, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, your main problem is you're not doing it in the right accent. So you go, good night, babe.
Good night, babe.
It's not daytime, babe. Get bed, get bed. Good boy.
I'm not having a bad word said against Joe Frost.
She's fucking phenomenal, to be fair.
Many years of watching Super Nanny and loving it.
I can't believe I genuinely had kids after watching that. Should have been.
Yeah,
I can't believe anyone's having kids. Should have been a big advert against kids. Anyway, so that's your first beef. What's your second beef?
My second beef is this morning, about 2 hours ago, you farted into an empty butter container, put the lid on, and handed it to me. Fucking scruff. But this is pure Chris, right? This is sacred Chris, and anybody who listens to the podcast will understand this. Right? He just finished washing it out.
Yeah.
It was an empty butter container. He just finished washing it out,
and then
farted in it. Which I'm getting really told off about the recycling at the minute.
Right.
What's happened? Has something happened where you're shouting at me for not recycling the fucking curry tin?
Do your bit.
I do me bit, but every now and again it slips a little bit.
Now and then you can't be asked, and I have to get your fucking chicken tikka masala tray out and rinse it thoroughly and have to put it back, right? And if he wants to fart in that one, I'll fart in that one as well.
That would smell horrific.
I was very proud, but fart, full clean Lurpak, little fart, lid on quickly. Still there for you, that fart. I can't believe you haven't used that fart.
Don't be telling people that we're using Lurpak because our mates came around the other night and slagged us right off, saying that we're posh bastards because we've got Lurpak.
Crazy,
and they're on
the things Norpak. We get slagged off for, it's unbelievable, isn't it?
Well, apparently it's £7 in some of the shops.
Lurpak?
Mm-hmm.
Right, well, I wouldn't fucking
not
pay
where
that
we get. I'm not paying seven. Not
Jesus.
Where we get it from. Yeah.
Craigie.
I know.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, first of all, thank you so much for all the things you send in. I know I do say it, but I don't want it to just sound like a catchphrase. I don't want it to sound like it just rolls off my tongue. As always, thanks very much. But thank you so much for the continued interaction you have with us. We love it. Thank you. As always, if you want to get in touch, shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Send all your stuff, your ics, your stories, your let's talk about shits, your mysteries, whatever you want. Just, you know, but unless it's slagging off or advice on parenting, we will not read it. Send your butter fart. Send tubs of butter with fart in. No, don't.
No. Oh, you're so disgusting.
Come on, then.
Hi, Ramses.
Sorry, can I just say, I don't think you're going to ever beat the guy with the carrier bag on the front of his car. It's one of my favourite things. I thought about it for days.
Has it beat the ping pong, chasing after a ping pong
ball? Yeah, because it's so... Oh. Ping pong ball's the standard one of, like, patheticness. Uh-huh. But, oh, guy with a... Come on.
We might not be able to do X for much longer because there's a lot of... It's gone a bit crazy on social media. A lot of other podcasts are doing X sections. So, Chris, look at this finger.
Yeah.
It's on the pulse, babe.
It's on the pulse.
And sometimes I think if everyone's doing it,
yeah,
I don't want to do it.
Fair enough.
You know what I mean? So...
What were you calling?
We'll see. Anyway... Hi, Ramses, an ick for you. This is from a man about a woman.
Great.
Yeah. I walked in on my wife eating one of our 9-month-old little yogurts with his little weaning spoon. As a result, we will not be trying for a second child as I think my dick has disappeared. Best.
Yes. No, I get it. Yeah, I like that. I like that a lot. That's fantastic.
A little yogurt with these little spoons.
Yeah, she's having a little toy dinner, a little child's dinner, a little...
I sometimes quite like eating off a plastic.
Your mum exclusively eats off plastic cutlery.
Yeah, she does.
It's
right?
Really strange.
She does.
We have a Sunday dinner and she puts it on a baby plate and eats it with a little plastic spoon. Mm-hmm. Like she's preparing for the old age pensioner home early.
I know. She just loves eating plastic stuff.
Do this so when I've got my dentures, I can just suck it all in.
You've not heard me, mum's catchphrase? Have I never said a catchphrase?
No.
Rosie, you can eat whatever you want. Just eat it off a tea plate. That's all I've been told my whole life.
Like
eat whatever you want.
Universal.
Rosie, you can have fish and chips every night for your tea. Just eat it off a tea plate.
So it's a smaller portion.
So it's a smaller portion.
Yeah, right, Sandra is not a qualified nutritionist, so completely fucking ignore everything she has to say.
Do you know every time I put a picture of my mum on Instagram, people are like, eh? Because she's stunning.
Yeah.
She's really attractive and she just looks lush. But everyone knows this side of her.
Oh yeah, there's an 89-year-old bloke inside your mum. A skinflint, tight-fisted, Scrooge-like 89-year-old man inside this beautiful woman's body.
But we love you. We don't slag off Chris's mum.
Sandra, we know you listen, and literally from the bottom of my heart, I can take you or leave you. Right.
Why don't we slag your mum off? You never slag your mum off. You literally cannot.
No.
Let's just get this out here, right? Because I think this is interesting, actually. People might agree with this. Chris can slag my mum and dad off, right? To the high heavens. I say anything about his parents. Oh, why are you going to be so horrible about me, mum and dad? Literally.
It will be a thing in couples where one of them you can slag off the parents and the other one takes it really personally. Might be an only child thing.
Oh, that's what it is.
It might be an only child thing because you will have slagged... There we go. You will have slagged off your parents with your...
My entire life.
Sister and brother for your life. I haven't had anyone
to the point where when we were like 12, 13, me and Kate shared a room. If me dad or mum told what off and then shut the door, would like literally stick with fingers up like, fuck you.
Yeah, brilliant.
Fuck you.
See?
So,
there
we go.
That's why
that.
You can slag your mum and dad off and I can't slag mine off. I used to do it with my imaginary friend and he died years ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
What was his name?
He didn't have a name.
Sad. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do you want a poo story?
Always.
Should we do the jingle? Wrong key.
Sorry.
Oh, God.
How do I do it? How do I sing?
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit.
With a little bit of shit.
Let's talk about shit. Shagged, married, and shit. At Christmas, I might put bells over that.
Great. Something to look forward to.
Hello, Chris and Rosie Ramsey. Listening to the latest episode about the farmer who shat in his boiler suit reminded me of a couple of poo stories.
Great.
Whoa, lucky us. The joy is I genuinely don't care. Don't care what anyone thinks about us. No. Couldn't give a shit. I love hearing stories about people shitting themselves.
Hilarious.
So whatever.
Never.
Judge away.
Poo and farts. Poo and farts will never not be funny. And
poo farts we.
Anyone who says they're not funny is lying.
Yeah.
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 Go for it.
Totally agree. The fact that we've got two sons actually, but to be fair, I think daughters are just as rotten. Just kids in general. Farting has become a good thing in our house. Like, fair enough, the band doesn't like when you fart, but when they fart, it's great. Oh, even Rafe now knows and he's like,
hilarious.
Brilliant. This is the first story.
Got you.
This summer, I went to SGP Festival. What's that?
I've got no idea.
No idea.
I'm old.
Shall I quickly Google it?
No.
No, I will, man.
What's some it? I'll Google it.
SGP Festival.
Secret Garden Party Festival.
Secret Garden Party. That's quite posh, isn't it?
I think it's a middle class one.
That's London. Mm-hmm. I think they all dress like fairies.
Mm, yep. Grown adults.
Anyway, well, someone's shitting themselves. Great. So there we go. I went to SGP Festival with four of my mates from school. On the third day of the festival, after having a strict diet of fried food and beers, Brilliant. We were all feeling slightly worse for wear.
Of course.
But it got worse. In our drunken state, we were stumbling around the festival when one of my mates just projectile vomited without breaking stride. And to the amusement of us all, we burst out into laughter until one of our mates went ghostly white and silent. We all calmed down and looked over to him where we were met with the vision of a brown sludge trickling down his leg into his shoe.
Into his shoe.
In his fit of laughter, he managed to shit himself about a 15-minute walk away from our campsite and any showers. So he took his shitty sock off, wiped down his leg, and then carried on like nothing had happened and showered when we got back to the camp 6 hours later.
Dirty, horrible minger.
That's rotten. Oh. He's going to stink of shit.
Oh, bloody arse crack must have been killing.
Imagine if you'd pulled, you'd be like, I pulled this guy last night. I was so drunk, his breath stunk of shit.
He's arse.
You'd be like,
stank as well.
He'd be like, there's no way he shit himself and stayed here.
Oh, that's 6 hours later.
Do you want to hear another one? This is probably worse.
Oh, worse than that?
Yeah. As the other story was quite long, I'll keep this one short. I was on a rugby tour during uni, and halfway through the night on the strip of all the shitty clubs and bars, well, if they weren't shitty before, they definitely were now.
Excellent.
I was in desperate need of a mammoth shit. Unfortunately, every toilet had a massive queue, so there was no option but to go in the street.
No.
Stand in the queue.
No, that's not
like
the go-to.
A dog.
That's not the go-to option. In the street. The street.
What's wrong with these people? He's probably a doctor now.
He's at these hotels. There's restaurants. I know. There's bars.
It's McDonald's. I always think.
The only option was to go in the street.
Here's my thing.
Does he have pants?
Well, yeah. Can I just talk dead quickly about McDonald's and toilets, right?
Yes.
Because I know, I've always been taught my whole life, don't go in them and use the toilet, right? Mm. I don't know.
Got to buy something to use the toilet.
Yeah.
That's normally the crap.
But right? I've spent a lot of money at that place.
Yeah.
So can I just use the toilet sometimes?
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? I feel justified. If it was a Burger King, I'd probably feel a bit cheeky because I'd be like, I don't put any money through that cash register. Do you know what I mean? I'm not a Burger King fan.
I do understand. Yeah, you should be able
but
to get
McDonald's,
like vouchers.
Yeah. Till I die.
Yeah.
Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Give me a Big Mac.
I think that's a good point. You go, can I? Well, actually, I think you're fine. Last year, I went through your drive-thru 6 times. Not using a toilet, so you owe us a toilet. Yeah.
I feel like I'm slagging off Burger King. You like Burger King, don't you?
Yeah, I like them all, but you can have a favourite. Fucking
I
hell.
Know, but I do like Burger King as well. I'm just...
Great, no one cares.
McDonald's my favourite. didn't want them to feel like... Anyway, do you want to hear about this?
Yes.
So there's no toilets, blah, 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 blah. So I went in the nearest alleyway, pulled down my trousers and went for a shit. In my drunken state, I forgot to get anything to wipe my arse with.
For God's sake.
Until I looked over to my left and found my saviour. Do you want to guess what it is?
Alleyway on holiday, saviour.
Mysteries.
Oh, it's like a fucking...
Shit edition.
Hat or something. A hat that someone's dropped.
You're going for a hat.
Hat on. What year was this?
No, I don't know.
It was years ago, wasn't it? I was going to go face mask. I don't know.
Until I looked over to my left and found my saviour. An old pizza box.
That was on the tip of my fucking tongue.
No,
that was
I did
not.
On
the tip of my tongue.
I did not do the logical thing and tear the box and wipe my arse with that. I proceeded to open the box, whip out an old slice of pizza, left
no,
inside,
no,
and
no.
use the underside of the slice without any toppings to wipe my arse. And I pulled up my trousers and carried on with my night. What's his job now? What's his job now?
I'm stunned. I'm stunned.
Bit
that's
of pizza.
That is absolutely fucking revolting. Holiday pizza in an alleyway. There could have been maggots, eggs, or anything on that.
I know.
He's just wiped his arse crack with it and then went down to the grease,
the
crumbs, the shit. Oh man, there's a bar cardboard box there.
Use your underwear and leave it.
Don't
in the
shit
bin.
In the street.
I'm trying.
I've never needed a shit that much. I've never needed
no,
a shit.
No, I've never.
Or go to the fucking doctors.
Honestly, hand on heart, I don't think I've ever had a shit on a night out. I don't think Jesus I have, Christ, personally.
Oh, nah. A pizza. What? Wiping your... There is no lower moment in a person's life than shitting in an alleyway on holiday of the strip and wiping your ass with the underside of a piece of secondhand pizza that you found in an alley. You are an animal and you should be in prison.
But also, I love our listeners for sending in this stuff.
Oh, I mean, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I hate you. I believe the phrase is, thanks, I hate it.
Yeah. Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. This story isn't as wild as some of the ones you get, but has gave all my friends a laugh. So thought it might be a good one for Chris to guess the outcome.
Ooh.
Please keep me anonymous. So at the start of the year, my oldest son turned 18 and into a bit of a slut. I'm talking a different girl home every night at the weekend, waking up on a weekend morning, never knowing who we had as an overnight guest type of slut, right?
Brilliant.
Oh, I'm dreading that.
Yeah.
He once phoned me at 1:30 on a Sunday morning to change his sheets. Got told where to go, obviously.
No way. Oh, my God. So he's on the pole.
Oh, my God.
And he's phoned up and gone, Mom, can you change my sheets? I'm bringing a girl
Imagine.
Back.
Imagine.
You little tosser.
Imagine.
You arrogant little shit. I respect it. I do respect it. No, but you know what? No. Let's be honest here.
Mm.
This next generation... I take my hat off to him. We've got people emailing in here with cum rags under their bed for years, and that lad wants a bed, wants his sheets changed for a one-night stand.
No,
join in clapping with me.
No, he's that a little prick ringing his mum at half. He's a spoiled little brat.
No. I think that is a good sign for the future.
Yes, okay.
Clean.
He's probably had a girl in there the night before.
Exactly.
He has the snail trails all over that bed.
Exactly, and he wants
he's probably
clean.
Got black bedding where he can see it.
Oh.
Exactly. So he's not doing it because he's clean. He's doing it because he's
no,
a slag.
No, yeah, but I think he's doing it because he wants to be clean.
I respect that.
On
the Sunday afternoon, he's sent her home and is downstairs watching football with his dad. So I take the opportunity to clean his room up a bit.
Oh, Jesus.
Brave. Pick up the clothes, change the bed, etc. His bed is against the window, so I've climbed over and opened his curtains to be greeted with a used condom on the windowsill. I saw red. Storm downstairs going mad. You dirty wee bastard! Get up there and get that moved! Totally disrespectful. You get me drift.
Yeah.
He looked at me and replied, go look again, psycho! So off I marched back up the stairs. And what was in fact on the windowsill was... Do you want to guess? Or do you want me to just tell you?
Wasn't a used condom. A balloon? What else could it be? Wasn't a used condom. Contact lenses.
No.
I don't know.
The casings of 3 pepperonis.
Even worse. Oh, bedroom. A bedroom that smells of stale sex and pepperoni. Get me to hell. Get me to hell.
It's... Which
I it's love. The pla- go it's look a- again, psycho.
yeah, man, yeah, psycho. Go look again. But they do. It's not the grabber. Yeah. It's the bit that they're in. You know, the clear
the
plastic bit.
The
sheath.
Yeah.
I haven't had one of them views. I've still never apologized and never will. If it wasn't for his dirty slag lifestyle, I would never have jumped to that conclusion.
Fucking amazing. What? Who's eating 3 pepperonis on the go? Who's eating 3
He's
in a row?
He's obviously used a lot of energy.
Who's triple dropping their pepperonis?
Are we going to let the His lads farts. Shagging in our house? What we're going to do?
I don't even want to talk
we're gonna
about
have
it.
To, it'll creep up. It'll creep up.
Nah. Ooh. I just want to say, I just want to be respectful. Like, I didn't want to hear headboards banging. Just do it fucking quietly.
Yeah, like
There's
we
nothing more oppressive than listening to someone fucking like you don't fucking, honestly, I'd be like, you don't pay enough rent to be screaming in here, like, pack it in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I feel ill.
But I'd rather they were here.
I've gone all cold.
Being safe. Oh, I'll make it like a B&B, me. I'll put little things out in that.
That's awful.
You know what I mean?
Pepperamis in a little jar.
I'll be when the last comes in, I'll be like, hello, love, nice to meet you. Are you on the bill?
We could just make it really weird. Yeah. Oh, that'd be a really good way to put them off. Like, come on in, it's all right. Be as loud as you want.
Yes.
Be as loud as you want.
Dead open.
Bed's creaky, but we'd love to know you're having a good time up there.
Yes.
Yeah, there's some Lucozade, love. Uh-huh. There you go.
Here's a pint of lube.
Yeah, here's some condoms. Oh, hey, honestly, do you want the sex swing hung up? All right. What? Where are you going? Bye.
Yes,
we did it, Rosie.
There you go.
One's
That's
gone.
What we need
Slag,
to do.
See you after.
That's what we need to do. And you, little prick. Stop bringing people back to this house.
And stop eating all the pepperamis. None left for me and your ma.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Chris and Rosie. Currently on my third listen of the podcast.
Lunatic. Welcome. Woo. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please keep me anonymous, as the lady in question doesn't even know this. I didn't want to embarrass her at the time.
Okay, this is intriguing.
I've thought about sending this in on many occasions, and I've decided that now is the time. Okay. This happened around 15 years ago. I'm 38. I was having regular casual sex with this girl and everything was going great. She was very attractive and a genuinely nice person. That's good.
Not nice enough for you to get in a relationship with, but whatever.
This particular time, she came round to my house and things quickly turned to sex. We were getting down to business with foreplay and she moved down to give me a blowjob. Not wanting to leave her out, I told her, spin round and sit on my face. Why don't you? And tell me that you love me. Amazing, I thought, as she straddled my head and bent forward to continue the blowjob.
Oh, God.
That was when I saw it. The usual breathtaking sight of a well-trimmed and beautiful vagina was sullied by the not-so-beautiful sight of an arsehole that had not been wiped properly. Is this me?
I knew you were going to say that.
Panic set in as I was seconds away from having this nightmare shoved into my face. Obviously, due to the position, it would have been nose first.
Oh,
no,
God.
Come on. Bless her heart, man. How
no,
where?
Not bless her
it could
heart,
have been
man.
Any of
Wipe
us.
Wipe your ass properly, man, you hack.
It could have been any of
or
us.
Or just go, do you know what? No, I'm not going to do that because there's a chance I haven't wiped my ass properly. Oh, you know if you haven't wiped your ass properly, man. You know, this is why I have a shower after every shit. You know, man.
I think.
Don't go straddling
right, well,
people's faces
a
with a khaki bum.
Hang on a minute. As someone who used to have casual sex quite often. I don't know if I would still do it as soon after I was having a shit. I'd probably, listen to what I'd do, I'd probably get a bit of toilet roll and wet it under the sink and wash my bum after I poo. If I thought
I'm
going to shout
tonight. So, sorry, okay, quick, okay, great. So that, people think putting a condom on kills the mood.
if you're going to have a blowjob, do you want to just straddle around? Oh, 2 seconds, I'm just going to go in there, wet a bit of toilet roll under the thing and wipe my bum. Because... might not be spick and span down there. You stay there. I'll be right back.
Look, he's climbed out of the window and ran away. And it's his house. How strange.
Well, honestly, when I was reading this, I was like, is this me?
That's fucking horrendous.
Is this me? Have they wrote this in? And now they're like, we've never been able to tell anyone, but it's actually you. This was you. And I never saw you again. Hang on, what else to say? I grabbed her, still had sex with her, grabbed her by the bum and lifted her off my face. She wasn't a particularly large person.
Definitely wasn't you.
Sorry.
Wow.
I'm really sorry.
Wow.
I'm sorry.
Wow. She asked me what was wrong, and I just couldn't tell her that she had a shitty arsehole. The embarrassment would have been awful for her. That's nice, though.
Yeah, I mean, it could be worse. He could have. You know, there's three ways that could go. Subtly, well, there's a few ways that could go. Subtly, that stopping it.
Yeah.
Like the way he did. Like, no, change my mind. Just let's just go on for it. Mm-hmm. Subtle. Grinning and bearing it and having a horrible time.
I wouldn't have grinned and bear it if a lad had a shitty arsehole.
Like,
I'm sorry.
Or,
yes, the other one is, which would have been horrendous.
There's another option.
What's the other option?
Quickly grab a corner of your bed sheet, polish the little button. Give it a... there we go. And then crack on.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. Should have noticed, though. She'd be like, are you cleaning my arsehole?
Well, someone has to, love. You fucking clearly aren't.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Shag Married Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Yes, thank you very much. We'll be back in your ears next week. Big love. Bye bye.
Bye now.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.